live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the social distancing rule may be reduced for restaurants and pubs that serve food, but only if customers stay for 90 minutes. More than 2,600 Green Party members have registered to vote on the programme for government. Councillor Rena Donaghy has been officially named as a new Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council. The reproductive rate of the coronavirus is now estimated to be at 0.7, according to the Health Minister. And there's been a 19% increase in homelessness in the Northwest since this time last year. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up at about 5:15 with Oisin Kelly. But first in news, more than 2,600 Green Party members have registered to vote on the programme for government. The party will hold a six-hour delegate conference tomorrow to debate whether or not to go into government. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Tomorrow, the Greens will spend around 6 hours going back and forth on whether or not to approve the programme for government. It's been described by one Green Party TD as their electric picnic. There's vocal opposition within the party and most think it's too tight to call more than a week out from when we'll know the results. Party leadership is behind the deal, but three of the 12 Green TDs abstained in the parliamentary party vote, and there's genuine concerns about the climate targets and how much Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil can be trusted to deliver on them. The youth wing of Fine Gael has come out against the deal today, saying the party's distinct identity would be eroded in government with Fianna Fáil and that it would open the door for Sinn Féin at the next election. A number of Fianna Fáil councillors have also expressed their opposition to the deal as the process of winning people around to forming a government continues. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Councillor Rena Donaghy has been officially named as a new Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council. Councillor Donaghy replaces fellow Inishowen Councillor Nicholas Crossan in the role and is the first female Fianna Fáil member to do so. The Bunkrana-based councillor was proposed by Councillor Kieran Brogan and seconded by Councillor Paul Canning. Speaking at the Council's annual AGM in the Aura Leisure Centre today, Councillor Donaghy says while she's taking up the position in what is a challenging time for all, she's looking forward to the year ahead.
Big day, very special day, very special occasion. I'm delighted to get the honour of representing the people of County Donegal, the first female Fianna Fáil mayor ever to represent the county. So I'm very happy about it, and I look forward to working with my colleagues and the council staff in the year to come. A lot of work to do, so hopefully we'll be able to get some of it done anyway. We'll do our best.
And you do obviously become Cathaoirleach during these very challenging times.
Very challenging times, yeah. We have very challenging times ahead, no doubt, and we'll have to work through that as best as we can.
Meanwhile, Councillor Noel Jordan has been elected as last Cathaoirleach. He's hoping to bring tourism in South Donegal into focus during his tenure.
I see my role as promoting the south of the county in this instance. That's my second time holding this role, and then the first time I held the role, I found it that it was good to get out there to promote the south of the county and get projects, which I did do, and that's what I intend to do in the year coming.
And have you any particular projects in mind that you've your eye on that you'd like to pursue in the year ahead?
Yeah, there's a number of tourism projects, and we know that we're facing a very difficult time in the years ahead, but I still see there's an opportunity there. As I say, I come from a glorious part of the county, and projects in my own area, we're looking at maybe promote the Mancharla's wee pier to the big pier. We're looking at a walkway, which would be very, it is vital for the area that there are a number of people, and it's one of those, I suppose, glory spots of the Wild Atlantic Way, and that's something that I'll be looking at my term of offices at Las Curla.
The social distancing rule may be reduced for restaurants and pubs that serve food, but only if customers stay for 90 minutes. It's understood these will be the terms for their reopening at the end of the month. Customers will also have to spend at least €9 on their meal, and they'll have to pre-book. Councillor Kieran Brogan, who owns a gastropub in Letterkenny, says there are a lot of unanswered questions over the proposed measures and says there needs to be more clarity.
We have a situation here now. I mean, I've been trying over the last number of weeks to speak to everybody available to me, including the vintners, including politicians and everything else. Nobody knows anything. And you have senior civil servant sitting in an office in Dublin who has absolutely no idea about the business, about how the transactions are carried out, and they're making decisions. And if you had a working group or a task force with the people at the coalface of the business helping to make a decision to see, is this actually practical to happen? The vendors don't know because there has been very little consultation with them, and they're firefighting with their own members to try and say, well, but we don't know, there's going to be regulations coming out from Fáil Sé Éireann. But the people involved in the trade should be involved in the decision-making process, because until this clarity is out, and you know, this sort of a drip feed, and this is the way that a lot of this has happened over the course of the last number of weeks as well, this is sort of a slip it out to the media, or this might happen, or, you know, the facts are not known. I think for a lot of business people, this year is going to be about survival. It's going to be a very, very challenging year, and I think the people that can manage to survive this year, it's going to depend on, I suppose, making the pubs and hotels and the cafes and everything else customer-friendly, because it's all going to depend on the customers feeling comfortable to come out.
The reproductive rate of the coronavirus is now estimated to be at 0.7, according to the Health Minister. Simon Harris says it's a positive sign that the rate remains below 1 as the reopening of the economy continues. The Health Minister told The Dáil the new government will have to work hard to rebuild the country in the wake of COVID-19.
I have been informed by Professor Philip Nolan, the chair of the modelling group, that the reproduction number remains thankfully below 1. And is now estimated to be around 0.7. So good news that despite the fact that we're reopening, that number still remains below 1. Once it remains below 1, we're continuing to suppress and reduce the prevalence of the virus.
Meanwhile, one new death related to COVID-19 has been reported in the north. There have been 8 new cases also reported today. In total, 543 people have died from the virus in Northern Ireland, and there have been 4,862 confirmed cases. Mortgage holders concerned about possible changes to their long-term circumstances should contact their bank as early as possible, according to the central bank. Almost 80,000 customers have availed of mortgage breaks since the COVID-19 pandemic lockdown started. Some people may have concerns about the future of their job, while others may work part-time in the future. Deputy Governor of the Central Bank, Sharon Donnery, says if there is a change, the earlier a bank knows, the better.
I think we would have always seen that it was the case that where engagement happens between borrowers and lenders early in the process, it leads to a better outcome overall. So if you need a restructuring or you need to go on, you know, interest only or a longer term arrangement, it's really important to engage with your bank. So, you know, a payment break might be fine for a few weeks or a few months, but do think about the longer term.
There's been a 19% increase in homelessness in the northwest since this time last year. Figures show that the number of people using emergency accommodation in the region is up 30% since 2017. The general manager of Northwest Simon Community, Noel Daly, says they are struggling to cope with the increase in demand for services. He has also warned that figures from government are not a true reflection of the reality on the ground.
We have to keep emphasising that the figures from the state, from the government, are only those people who are accepted as homeless by the local authority. They don't count people living in refuges as a result of domestic violence. They don't count people in direct provision. They don't consider anyone who is sleeping rough. They would only be counted statistically if they apply for and receive emergency accommodation from the local authority. The judgment for the local authority is whether or not a person can reasonably expect to live in their accommodation with the people that they choose to live with. And it's a judgment then about whether a family member, what stage should an individual move into their own home, etc. Every year, the government does an analysis of those people in need of social housing in the state. And at this time last year, the count is normally done the last week in June, and in June 2019, they did an assessment in the Northwest identified that there was 594 households in the region where one household was either living with parents or living with relatives and friends and didn't have a home of their own in which to live.
A Donegal County Councillor has hit out over an increase in fly tipping across the county in recent weeks. Today, a significant number of bags containing household waste was found dumped at Maharorty Pier in West Donegal. Councillor Michael McLafferty is appealing to people to ensure they dump the rubbish responsibly.
Fly tipping across the county, obviously mainly along the N6, along the main roads, and not forgetting the side roads, back roads and so on. This is bringing on now just last while. The ladies again today and getting people off the phone there just and literally in the last few minutes there again about more rubbish tipped, quite a lot of rubbish I believe tipped over around Maharorty Pier, the car park down towards the pier and so on, all kinds of just general waste. This is uncalled for and unneeded. Like at the end of the day, we're all coming to the end of a 3-month lockdown as such. We're trying to get things back in motion, we're trying to get businesses open, we're trying to get the visitors back here again, Michaela, hopefully that they'll come for the remainder of the summer as such. And we don't want this message going out there, but it's okay to tip rubbish anywhere, throw rubbish wherever you want, whether you want those cans, bottles, pizza boxes, so on. And I would ask the people, locals, general public, everybody just please take your rubbish home. If you can't take it home, take it to a town, go to a bin. If you can't do that, go to an amenity site. But please don't throw it around the likes of the piers. 6 weeks ago or so outside of Volcara, there were television and various other glass bottles. Tap put in 500 yards of a recycling site. There's no need for that.
Details of new cancer research carried out at Letterkenny University Hospital have been published today. The data identifies the importance of reducing infective complications after cancer surgery to improve outcomes. Eamon Torsney reports.
Results from this research undertaken in Letterkenny University Hospital and in conjunction with Ulster University at the McGee campus identify that infective complications have a significant negative effect on overall survival, cancer-specific survival, local recurrence and overall recurrence in patients undergoing colorectal surgery. The research was undertaken in the Donegal Clinical Research Academy based in LUH and was recently published in the British Journal of Surgery. In a statement, Mr. Michael Sugrew, consultant surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital and the project principal investigator said, "This research is very important as it helps us understand further the impact of infective complications in colorectal surgery patients and helps us manage these infections more effectively. This research took place over 2 consecutive summers and has involved over 40 students who are aligned to the breast unit and the Donegal Research Academy. The study was of specific importance and has formed a basis for new research at the unit."
It's 14 minutes past 5 and time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Derry City and the other League of Ireland sides now know their dates for their respective European games. SSE, our Trusty League champions Dundalk, are set to begin their UEFA Champions League campaign on August 18th or 19th. Derry City, Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians will begin their Europa League campaign on the 27th of August in the first qualifying round. UEFA also confirmed that the qualifying rounds of the two competitions will be played as single leg, with the exemption of the UEFA Champions League playoffs. Meanwhile, it's been confirmed by UEFA that this season's Champions League final will be played in Lisbon on August 23rd. The Portuguese capital will host all competition games for the quarterfinals onwards. The quarter and semi-finals will be single-leg ties. Outstanding round of 16 games will be played on August 7th and 8th. The quarterfinals onwards of the Europa League is set to be played across 4 German cities, with Cologne set to host the final on August 21st. Ireland's Euro 2020 playoff encounter with Slovakia has been set for the 8th of October. Should Stephen Kenny's side beat Slovakia, then they will face the winners of Northern Ireland and Bosnia-Herzegovina on the 12th of November. If Ireland win that playoff final, they will qualify for next summer's European Championships, which have been deferred as a result of the coronavirus. Ireland would then play 2 of their group games at Dublin's Aviva Stadium should they make it. The final of next year's Euros will be held at Wembley on the 11th of July. Manchester City have been told to play like kids by Pep Guardiola as they prepare to face Arsenal in an empty stadium tonight. The Premier League resumes after being suspended for 100 days because of the pandemic, and City's Raheem Sterling says they'll adapt to the quiet surroundings.
We've spoken about playing in the garden, you know, when you're 10 and there was no fans there, and you know, you wanted to win every single game with your friends, and it's no different at this moment in time. You know, we've been doing this since we're kids, so I think that's been the message.
Kickoff at the Etihad Stadium is 8:15 tonight. There is a game before that. Villa Park hosts the Premier League's grand return, and there's bound to be plenty of Irish involvement. Aston Villa take on Sheffield United at 6:00. Villa are second bottom after their 4-0 defeat to Leicester City, and the last match of the Premier League before the season was halted. Boss Dean Smith believes the 14-week break will be of benefit to his side.
The break certainly will help us and our chances of staying in this league, simply because, you know, we'd had a heavy beating at Leicester. We hadn't played well, certainly in that second half, and, you know, confidence was low. Now we've been able to rebuild that confidence, rebuild the mentality within the squad, and we will take that onto the pitch now.
It's reported Newcastle United have received a new £350 million takeover bid from the CEO of US TV company Clear TV. That's Henry Morris. Morris is reported to prefer the takeover to happen before the start of the 2021 season. In April, the Saudi-backed company PCP Capital Partners agreed a deal to buy the club for £300 million, which is undergoing the Premier League's owners and directors test. In horse racing, Donegal jockey Luke McAteer won the opening race at Gowran Park earlier today. The Rathmullen man won the 1pm race on Beauchamp Baganel for trainer Barry J. Fitzgerald. He stormed home at 12-1 to take his first win since racing returned at the start of the month. And the feature race on day two of the Royal Ascot Festival was won by trainer John Godston. Lord North came from last to first to take the victory, and the Prince of Wales Stake, John Doyle, was the winning jockey. Finally, in snooker, tributes have been paid to popular former player and commentator Willie Thorne, who passed away at the age of 66. Ken Doherty worked with Thorne in the commentary booth and said he was a joy to be around, while another former world champion, Dennis Taylor, referred to him simply as the Great One. Thorne lost his battle with leukemia in Spain last night. That's it, Michaela. We'll have more sport tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, there are calls for a £500 bonus to be given to care workers in the north in recognition of their work during the COVID-19 pandemic. A scheme has been announced in Wales whereby care workers at all levels, despite how many hours they have worked, will receive a payment of £500. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan believes a similar scheme should be introduced in Northern Ireland.
So I think this is a very important campaign, Michaela, simply because our carers out there have worked tirelessly, as many key workers have throughout the entire COVID-19 crisis, and we're not through the far end of it yet. But I'm conscious of the campaign that exists in Wales, where the Welsh Government made a decision to introduce a £500 bonus for care workers working during COVID-19. And today, I am calling, and the SDLP is calling, on the Minister for Health here to introduce the same £500 bonus for our care workers. The Welsh Government introduced the scheme a few weeks ago and is proving to be very popular, and we have to be clear. No amount of money can compensate these workers for what they've been through during this crisis. And this bonus is a mere recognition of that work and to show the appreciation of the Northern Ireland Assembly, of the Minister and Department of Health to these care workers who have worked tirelessly.
And this is already a sector in which employees work for low wages, and this is just a drop in the ocean for them.
This is a drop in the ocean, absolutely. No money could ever compensate the huge amount of work and commitment that they make. The carers of our community are the lifeblood of our health service and looking after the elderly, the frail, the disabled and those in much more vulnerable conditions. They always were so invaluable to our society, but the COVID-19 crisis has proven that they have been absolutely critical to ensuring that lives have been saved and have saved so many through their selfless actions and through the huge amount of dedication and sacrifice that they personally made to ensure the safety of our population. £500 is a teardrop in the ocean, but it's something that will show our recognition for the great and invaluable service they've shown.
An acid attack on a young man in Limerick has heightened a sense of fear among communities. That's according to Fianna Fáil TD Willie O'Dea, following the assault at a house party on Saturday night. The man in his early 20s had a substance thrown in his face in Gary Owen. Deputy O'Dea says the victim is now in a specialised burns unit in hospital.
It heightens the fear people have of social interaction, and it demonstrates that there are people out there, unfortunately, who have absolutely no conscience, no consideration, and who will literally do anything to hurt another person with whom they feel they have a grievance. I mean, it's a very serious development.
Businesses in Donegal are being urged again to apply for the Small Business Restart Grant. The scheme is open to businesses employing less than 50 people with a turnover of less than €5 million and which have suffered at least a 25% reduction in turnover up to June the 30th. A link to the application form is available on Donegal County Council's website. Gary Martin, Director of Economic Development with the Council, has today clarified the eligibility criteria.
And this is the fantastic thing about it. Your business might not necessarily never even have closed during this. The issue is that you have to commit to remain open or reopen if closed. And that's the key thing. And there have been a number of, I suppose, myths going around in relation to whether someone was eligible for it or not. Realistically, if someone is trading in business in Donegal, and if, for example, they're in receipt of a bill for rates from the council, you are essentially eligible for it. Now, there's some criteria. You have to employ 50 staff or less, and that's the vast majority of businesses in Donegal. If it were myself making the argument to the council, I would be saying it's 50 WTEs. So I would make the argument that it's WTEs, and I would be confident that you'd find a positive response.
And finally, dredging has commenced today at Bunkrana Harbour. The work is being carried out by MV Otterbank to ensure safe operation of the harbour for all users and to enable any necessary rescue launch by the RNLI lifeboat. Access to the pier and movements within the harbour will be restricted between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. daily until June the 26th, and all other harbour users and boat operators are being asked to exercise caution while manoeuvring within the harbour. Weather now mostly cloudy for the rest of today with light northerly or variable breezes. A lot of dry weather, but there will be some scattered showers. Lowest temperatures tonight of 11 to 13 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, more than 2,600 Green Party members have registered to vote on the programme for government. The party will hold a six-hour delegate conference tomorrow to debate whether or not to go into government. Councillor Rena Donaghy has been officially named as a new Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council. Councillor Donaghy replaces fellow Inishowen Councillor Nicholas Crossan in the role and is the first female Fianna Fáil member to do so. Meanwhile, Councillor Noel Jordan has been elected as last Cathaoirleach. One new death related to COVID-19 has been reported in the north. There have also been 8 new cases confirmed today. And there's been a 19% increase in homelessness in the northwest since this time last year. Figures show that the number of people using emergency accommodation in the region is up 30% since 2017. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, June the 17th. The death has taken place of Colm Kelly, Station House, Station Road, Creaslaw. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin funeral directors. The death has taken place of Annie McLaughlin, Falmore, Glen Ely. In compliance with government and HSE guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private. The death has taken place of Dennis Creerant, Drumheriff, Remelton. In accordance with current restrictions, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private. Funeral mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock can be viewed on MCN Media, St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. The death has taken place of Annie, Edward Boyle, Pinky Hill, Aramore Island. Due to government and HSE guidelines, wake, funeral and burial is strictly private. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock will be streamed on St. Crone's Church YouTube page. The death has taken place of Foster, Fonsi Moore, 71 Spring Hill Park, Strabane, and formerly of Ballybogan, Castlefin. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be strictly private. The funeral mass on Friday morning at 10:30 can be viewed live via the parish webcam, mcnmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Sheila Feeney, Dealview Nursing Home Derry and formerly the Idle Hour Bar, Ardas in Johnston. In accordance with current guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Joe Peebles, Kinny Callie, St Johnston. Due to government and HSE regulations, wake and funeral are strictly private. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Medical 5 Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Jason Haughey, 4 Rosemount, Kilmacrenan. In accordance with current guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private. The mass tomorrow at 12 noon can be viewed on Kilmacrenan Parish Facebook page. And the death has occurred of Alexander A.J. Jefferson, 33, Drumralla, Strabane. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10:30 can be viewed live via the parish webcam at mcmmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Due to government restrictions, the house, mass and interment are strictly private.